Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is America's Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free. 877-969-8600. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Well, you know, folks, sometimes we call it just a gift to talk show hosts. Sometimes they're rare, but when they do come along, we love to just jump on them and be able to talk about them on a talk show, of course. And I'm talking, of course, about a representative, I believe, who's saying that the reason why Joe Biden's poll numbers are starting to really go down is because, and especially I believe in the African American community, is because there's a lack of an understanding of civics. So evidently, folks, this is exactly, I guess, the problem. So, you know, it can't be that Joe Biden's actually doing a bad job or that things just aren't quite as good as they were under, say, I don't know, the previous administration. But we're going to talk about that right here, right now, folks. We're glad that you're there. Kyle Warren with you. Here we are, folks. It is the Tuesday edition of the program, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to call in and be part of the program this morning. And, of course, we can also get your direct messages at KyleWarrenShow.com. That's my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. And you can send me a direct message there. You can also find me on social media, on Facebook and X, of course, X, as well as subscribe to the podcast and do a lot of other great stuff. Oh, and by the way, our live stream links are right there at KyleWarrenShow.com. So if you're ever away from your radio or if there's a weather event, no matter what's happening, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com if you have your phone or some other device that can connect to the Internet, and you can always listen to the program that way. And, of course, we're broadcasting out to our flagship station of AM 860 The Answer there in Tampa, Florida. And, of course, the program's distributed by GCN out to all of our great AM and FM affiliates out there across the country. And, folks, once again, glad to be with you. Whatever you're doing this morning, if you're driving a big rig, if you are in law enforcement, if you're a first responder, if you're working in a hospital overnight, if you're working a shift overnight, whatever you're doing, if you're just up with us and want to talk about some world events and politics, well, we're glad that you're there. And I want to also say something else, too, and that is this program, you know, we're happening at a time, I think, in world history that just may be one of the most substantial times that we are going to see, perhaps for a very long time, because of how these stakes are going now, of the intensity factor in the war in the Middle East, in Israel, between Israel and Hamas. We have a war going on, of course, in Ukraine and against Russia and Ukraine. China is on the rise. China could do anything at any time, and once again, the world could be just sent topsy-turvy. It's almost to the point where, and I'm not going to say that we're used to it, because we're not used to it, but it seems that these kinds of things keep coming rapid fire, one after the other, and it's hard to even raise an eyebrow anymore, just, you know, figuratively speaking. But we are raising an eyebrow. We do know that something is afoot, something is happening, and we are living at an incredibly crucial time in history. And so that's one of the reasons I'm glad to be here, glad to be on this program, glad to be talking to you, and glad to be getting your input on all these different things that we're literally witnessing happening right before our very eyes. And so, again, that's one of the reasons that we're here. Once again, 949-822-7959. That's the number. Okay, so we're going to talk this morning about Donald Trump, of course. We're going to talk about the courtroom fireworks that went on. This is really something. And we're going to also talk about, you know, what's behind all this. You know, this whole thing about the valuing of the real estate and so forth. We're going to hear an audio clip from Jonathan Turley in just a little bit, which is going to show us and tell us, basically, that, you know, this has never been done before, that nobody's ever been brought up on these kinds of charges, quote-unquote, before. It is somehow in the law, but there doesn't seem to be anybody who was wronged or hurt. So, again, this all has to go back to Letitia James running on this idea that she was going to go out and she was going to get Trump. Now, think whatever you want about Donald Trump. Think whatever you want about the man. Think whatever you want about his methods or his tweets or any of those things. But the real bottom line here, my friends, the real bottom line is that in this country, we should be able to have candidates run and rise or fall on what the voters think, what the voters have to say. And if you try to just railroad people out of the process altogether, in order to really kind of put together your own sort of cottage industry, I'm running to get Trump. In fact, that in and of itself seems to be a very bizarre thing to happen in this country. That is to say, I'm going to go run on the notion that I'm going to finally get somebody. I don't know what it is, but I'm going to go sue them. I'm going to be a real pain in the you-know-what. I'm going to do this because I want to, because this is my political agenda that I want to get elected to an office that's supposed to serve the people. But this is all part of my own sort of, and I think that's the right term to use, cottage industry. Cottage industry, political weaponization, basically. So as I said before, think whatever you want about Donald Trump, whether you support him or don't support him. But he has the right to run for president and not have these sort of extraordinary things be thrown up in his way. No candidate really does. But Trump is a special, it's a special situation. It always has been. It always will be. Oh, man, I got to tell you, folks, again, we're witnessing things that if we told people about this 50 years ago, they would laugh in your face. They'd say, this is impossible. This can't happen in the United States of America or in the world stage. Well, they'd be wrong. Stay right there.
You're listening to Kyle.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever,
People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
All right, 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to call in and opine here on this Tuesday morning edition of the program. Kyle Warren with you, of course. And we have so much more to tell you about, to talk about. We got more everything as we go through this first hour of the program. And hour number three, we're going to be talking, of course, with our good friend Denise Simon from Founders Code. .com, and I know that she's going to have a lot to say, obviously, about some of these latest developments in Israel. Israel's talking about how it's open to perhaps a fighting pause in Gaza for aid and to try to deal with the hostage issue. We've got the Philippines now, evidently, is going to back out or stop or end the China's Belt and Road Initiative. And, you know, there's a lot going on with China trying to do this with different countries. Italy recently stopped that as well. They felt that it didn't quite pay off the way that perhaps it was advertised. But this is a way for China to get in to some of these countries and then be able to basically, you know, extract, not that I want to say loyalty, but they can extract some obedience out of them because there's a contract made. And so this is, again, part and parcel of China making sure that that China is going around the world being able to influence things perhaps in ways that it shouldn't, because obviously, you don't want that when it's when these stakes are so very high. But they're working diligently in Beijing in order to spread the influence and the authority, really, of China that they feel that they have over different parts of the world. So they're very industrious in Beijing. Meanwhile, we're focused on a lot of other things, it seems, and every once in a while, we got to make sure that we focus on what Beijing is up to, for example. We do have a caller on the line, and I think that it is, let me see here, I think we got Bob and Banning. And Bob and Banning, you're on the program. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. The Israeli IDF is moving into northern Gaza, chasing the Palestinians to the south, because they want to build the David Ben-Gurion Canal.
Yeah, you mentioned this. Yeah, yesterday on the program. That's right. You mentioned that.
And because the Suez Canal is old, you can only move one ship at a time. And this David Ben-Gurion Canal is going to be a big, wide canal. You can move two big ships simultaneously through the canal. So that is why they're chasing the Palestinians to the south. They're announcing this bombing campaign. They're moving into the north of Gaza. And the reason is to build the David Ben-Gurion Canal. I think this is horrible. I think the mass murder of the Palestinians, I mean, instead of building the David Ben-Gurion Canal, what about building a tourist resort for the Palestinians, like in Hawaii, with hotels and
golf courses? Well, how do we know that they're building a canal or want to build a canal?
Oh, because this has come out. I found out about this. I have ways of Googling things and finding out things and finding out about the David. It's an absolute certainty. And that is the reason why the IDF is bombing and clearing the territory and demanding the Palestinians run to the south, run to Egypt, run out of the country, because they got to clear the area up there to build. They're serious about building this new canal. It's going to be very helpful for Israel, bringing a lot of money with double the amount of shipping going through. Because the Suez Canal is old
and narrow. This is very interesting, and it would seem to me that this would be quite a Herculean effort that would go on, and it seems like that would take, you know, multiple years to do. But again,
no, not really, Kyle, because they have planned this for so long. They have the engineering teams go in, you know, like we have in our military. And they're ready. See the problem, see the tunnels down below. Well, they're in the process of building the canal. They're going to blow up the tunnels, and they know they've got to go in and blow up the tunnels. So as they blow up the tunnels, they'll clear the rubble away, and they'll proceed to construct the canal like we construct freeways. I mean, it's a very cold-hearted, cruel-minded thing that is the murder of so many Palestinians and the bloodshed and all the corresponding screaming Netanyahu is actually doing more damage, creating more anti-Jewish, anti-Semitism, anti-Israel. He's really an enemy within Israel.
Do they just simply take this opportunity because Hamas came across and massacred up to 1,400 people, and they said, "Wow, here's an idea. We can build this canal."
Yeah, well, they've been in with Hamas all the time. They created Hamas 25 years ago to stop Yasser Arafat and the PLO. Well, Israel's been working with their partner Hamas all this time. This whole thing has got to be looked upon as a setup, as an inside job, and the purpose of just clearing the rubble and killing all the people and even killing your own people to start doing it.
Seems so monstrous. We can understand Hamas. They have an announced hatred of Israel, its existence, and of the Jewish people, but we understand that they've said this. And they came across the border this.
No,
that's fake.
No, Kyle, this is a Ponzi scheme. This is fake. They have been operating with Israel all along. Israel made a deal with Hamas. They set Hamas up to work with them. This whole thing is one of the most evil, horrible things I can ever think of in my lifetime.
Well, I just don't see how they could make this work. Let's just say, just for the sake of argument, that they go in and they start building this canal, and it all comes out that this was all a big setup and all this kind of thing. Do you think for a minute that the rest of the world is going to somehow stand by or even use the canal? I mean, look at the protests that are happening right now just because Israel's defending itself against Hamas. Can you imagine if they cleared everybody out and then started building a canal?
Well, the rest of the world is not concentrating on what they're doing. And very few people know. Your audience now is informed of what's going on. But most people are in the dark. Most other countries are obsessed with boundary disputes, internal disputes. But the thing is, once the canal is built, it is going to be so helpful to all the countries in the region in terms of transport, in terms of the economies getting better, that they hope that this whole episode will pass, just like it just came out that the Mossad had two men there in the execution of John F. Kennedy in Dallas.
I don't know about that. I don't know. Sometimes I think this alt history always has to hinge upon
the
secrecy that, this is what it's really like. Yeah. It's sometimes it's really hard to put it together with what we know.
Yeah, but if you believe in Jesus, Jesus said nothing is hidden that is not meant to be revealed. Of course Jesus is alive. Of course there'll be people like me who start to reveal the truth because I believe in Jesus. And I believe Jesus is helping me do this. And I believe if we pray to Jesus that we can stop this horrible, evil monstrosity going on, stop the massive killing, and the best thing to do would be to freeze Israel in their tracks right now and demand a ceasefire, a withdrawal of the Israeli military, and, of course, the overthrow and imprisonment of Netanyahu by the people in Israel.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, Bob and Banning, thanks a lot. We're going to start heading for the break here. But thanks for your call, and we'll talk again real soon.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you, and God bless you for allowing the truth to come out and believing in Jesus and believing that nothing is hidden that is not meant to be revealed.
All right. Thank you so much, Bob. Bob and Banning, everybody, right here in California. And we're going to head to the break here in just a little bit. And I don't know. It seems pretty fantastic to me, only because I can't imagine how Israel could justify what's happening now based upon the idea of building a canal, only because I think the whole world would have an absolute conniption fit over the whole thing. And I got to tell you, sometimes the alt views, alt history, is typically based on, there's a secret component to this that's now being revealed. And I appreciate what Bob is saying. We always like when he calls. And I'm just going to leave it at that. All right, folks, 949-822-7959. We'll see you on the other side of the break. Lots more to talk about as we continue. Tell me what you think. Give me a call.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. The White House anticipates an increase in humanitarian aid reaching Gaza in the coming days. Today, Secretary of State Antony Blinken held discussions with his Turkish counterpart in Ankara to explore avenues for extending assistance to the Gaza Strip. Blinken is aimed at alleviating tensions stemming from the conflict. Recent attacks in Iraq and Syria may have injured more U.S. service members than we've been told.
As many as 45 U.S. service members may have been injured in those attacks. According to NBC News, this number is more than double what the Pentagon had disclosed. It's believed that the drone and rocket attacks were carried out by groups with ties to Iran.
Today, former President Trump giving testimony in the civil fraud trial in New York upon his arrival at the courtroom.
Well, Israel is being attacked. I'm down here. Political opponents attacked by the Biden administration.
Dave Collins, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That is the number if you'd like to give us a call this morning, if you'd like to be part of the program, because we have a lot more to tell you about and a lot more to talk about and just a lot more stuff to go through, because we're going through the overnights here across America. We are the place for news and politics around the country, and we hope that you're having a great morning this morning. Here it is. It's Tuesday, and in a few moments we'll tell you about what's happening with the debate, the next GOP debate, which is going to be on Wednesday. We're going to tell you who made the cut here in just a moment. Well, speaking, of course, of the upcoming presidential election, AM 860, that's our home station, our flagship station, AM 860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida. And AM 860 and Wired Differently proudly present Countdown to Election 2024 with Salem hosts Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, and Sebastian Gorka. And this is all going to happen live November 14th at the T. Pepin's Hospitality Center in Tampa. Now, with pivotal topics that will shape the 2024 election, don't miss a VIP meet-and-greet session and a guest appearance by the CEO of Wired Differently, Todd Saylor. Get your tickets now at theanswertampa.com. That's theanswertampa.com. That's Countdown to Election 2024, Tuesday, November 14th. Tickets, again, available at theanswertampa.com, brought to you by Wired Differently. Now, at the beginning of the broadcast this morning, I told you about this notion of having a talk show gift. A gift to talk show hosts. Sometimes it just doesn't get any better than when an actual, just a talk show gift is just laid at your feet in order to be used on a talk show like this one. And lo and behold, we came across one today. Now, this is Democrat Representative Jasmine Crockett, okay? She is saying, she's from Texas, by the way, she's saying that support from African-American voters or black voters, they're not supporting Joe Biden because, get this, this is her theory, okay? This is her theory, because they don't understand civics. They don't understand. This is really just the height of just being very bizarre. Let's listen in to what she had to say, and then you can make your own sort of judgment about this. But, you know, it can't be that the country's on the wrong track. It can't be that there's something else wrong, in where we're headed. It can't be economics, Bidenomics. It can't be the fact that people are trying to work twice as hard and in some cases two jobs in order to make ends meet. And they look back at the previous administration and the policies there and how the country seemed to be moving forward, even with the COVID nightmare. We were coming out of that and the foundational structure was good. And people felt, and this is going to be key in her statement, people felt that things were going well. Now, you tell me, folks, if you feel like things are going well, that means you and your kitchen table budget, you're sitting there with your family, with whomever, you're sitting there and you're saying, here's what we're bringing in, here are the bills we have this month, and here's our long-term strategy, and we feel like we're doing pretty good. We feel like things are okay. Well, now, wait a second. Here comes Representative Jasmine Crockett to explain to you how you don't really, doesn't matter how you feel, okay, because you don't get it. You don't understand civics. So, like I said, talk show gold right here. And it was just literally dropped in our laps today, just literally dropped in our laps. Let's listen in to her statement. Here we go.
Here's the deal. Perception is reality. And so when you look at the data that was provided in this poll, it talks about how people feel. And when people decide whether they're going to the poll or whether they're not going to the poll, it's all about how you feel in that moment. And so while the facts may not align with their feelings are dictating their reality. Their reality is that they said that they feel better or they felt better when Trump was in office. But we've been trying to push back. We've got some very popular African-American artists that are out here saying things like, oh, I got checks when Trump was in office. I want those checks again, not understanding that that really came from Congress. Mm-hmm. So we've got a couple of things, the perception issue, and then we also have an issue as it relates to civics in this country and people not understanding exactly how any of this works.
Okay, stop right Here's there. Right there. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Well, I mean, that people just have this problem. The feelings are dictating their reality. So, by the way, how you feel about how things are going and your budget and your job and your future, forget it. Right? Just forget the whole thing, because Jasmine Crockett, representative out of Texas, Democrat Representative Jasmine Crockett, is going to explain to you how you're wrong. You just don't get it, because there's some kind of misunderstanding about how things really work. So if the people are prosperous, if there's opportunity, if people feel that they're oh, there's that word again. I keep using the wrong word. I'm using a word that needs to be just expunged from the language at this point. Because no matter how you feel, see, now it would be entirely different if people said, you know what, I feel so much better under Joe Biden. I feel so much better. Everything's much better under Joe Biden. I really, really feel better. She might be trumpeting the idea that people see, look, Biden's doing a great job. People are feeling really good about this whole thing. She wouldn't go into a diatribe about how civics is now lost. It's lost upon the population. They just don't get it. Well, I just let you judge for yourselves on that. But I don't know. I think people, you know, if they can see what's happening in their own lives, they might just say to themselves, huh, things were better before. I wonder why that is. Maybe we should go back to kind of how some of these things were before. Of course, that would be anathema to to the Democrats, because now you just don't get it. You just don't get it. I think that's almost, well, I think it is insulting. Don't you think? Don't you think that's insulting? Well, folks, as we know, as we were talking about, we're going into the presidential election. As we go into 2024, there's going to be another debate on Wednesday. There will be 5 Republicans that will be part of this. And this from the AP, Dateline Columbia, South Carolina. The field of candidates on stage for the 3rd Republican presidential debate will be the smallest yet. 5 hopefuls will participate in Wednesday night's debate at the Adrian Arst Center, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. Arst Center? A-R-S-H-T? Okay. For the Performing Arts in Miami-Dade County, according to the Republican National Committee. To have qualified for the 3rd debate, candidates need at least 4% support in 2 national polls, or 4% in 1 national poll, as well as 2 polls from 4 of the early voting states. Okay, you're getting all this? I hope that you're writing this down. Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, and South Carolina. All the polls used for qualification must be approved by the RNC. You also have to have at least 70,000 unique donors, with at least 200 of those coming from 20 states or territories. I don't know. It's pretty complex, I guess. Well, let's tell you who's going to be in the debate. So Ron DeSantis is going to be in the debate. Tim Scott will be there. Nikki Haley will be there. Vivek Ramaswamy will be there. Okay. Chris Christie is also going to be there. And it's going to be interesting because there's going to be fireworks with Chris Christie. Not so much Chris Christie, I think, challenging somebody or trying to create some kind of scene, but he was not well received just a few days ago, as I understand. He got booed and so forth, I think, because he was speaking pretty strongly against Donald Trump. But I think there will be some fireworks. But watch also Vivek Ramaswamy, because as we talked about on the program yesterday, the things have changed right now. Because of the war in Israel between Israel and Hamas. That has changed the dynamic of this presidential race for sure. So I have a feeling that, there's going to be some zingers headed his way. And to some degree, I mean, sometimes they can, if they land, then they make a great sort of a sound bite. But one of the most resounding things that we hear, even from our own listeners here on this program, is that they would rather have the candidates be able to say what they want to do, have the opportunity to say it, rather than the constant, sort of going back and forth and sort of, fighting and trying to get in your, because there are planned zingers that they need to work in, and I think some people would rather make a decision based on some different criteria than that. But we'll see. We will see. And, of course, whatever happens in that debate, we're going to be talking about it here on this program. Speaking about talking about stuff on this program, 949-822-7959. That's the number. If you'd like to call in and opine, when we come back, we're going to have our first Trucker Traveler report of the morning. So stay right there.
You know the thing.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Her sister used to be 3 years younger than me. Now she's 23 years younger.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Yeah, how does that work? This is the Bidenomics math that I'm not sure exactly what that is and how that works. Makes perfect sense to Joe Biden, though. But I'd almost be afraid to ask him to please explain that. So I'm just going to leave it there. I don't know what else to say. How do you explain such a thing? All right, folks, welcome back to the program. 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to call in and opine this morning. And, of course, it is time. Here we are, segment number four of our number one. And that means that we are at the point of doing our Trucker Traveler Report. And if you're new to the show, you're new to the program, this is the part of the program where we want to make sure that anybody who's trucking across the U.S., driving in the morning, if you're working, whatever it is that you're doing, and we're all up, we want to make sure that we stay up, we keep pumped up, we keep our blood pumping, and we always try to get a great song. Well, we've got, I think a really good one tonight. I haven't heard this for quite some time, but I sure do remember when this was a big hit on the radio back in the day. It's got a great sound, still does. How about a little Jet Airline?
Oh, because
That's from the late 70s there, Steve Miller Band. And, you know, that's a great track. And one of the reasons I love this track so much is because, number one, it's real smooth, but at the same time, it's got a lot of energy to it. You know, it's got a lot of oomph to it. And the guitar work is really phenomenal. It's just a great song, and it's definitely one of Steve Miller's best. And when we come back for hour number two in the Trucker Traveler Report, I think you're going to love the song that we have picked out as well. And you know, last night we ended up with Eastbound and Down because I had to call an audible. There was something about Monday; it just wasn't working, and we decided, oh, this is it. We're going back to We got to bring in Jerry Reed. Something has to happen here. Definitely, I think we got a great song picked out for hour number two as well. Let's take a look here real quick to see what's happening, of course, across the highways and byways of the land. Let's check out some of our warnings right now. We're going to start off this morning. This is going to be in Kansas and basically southern Kansas and northern Oklahoma. We got a dense fog advisory happening there. So if you're going to be in the area of Waukini, if you're traveling along I-70, you're going to be in a dense fog advisory area. And this is going to extend south down through Wichita, by the way. So if you're coming through Wichita, you're definitely going to be involved in this. And so you definitely want to, again, you know, just take precautions. This is a possible, you know, dense fog in the area there. And if you're coming down I-25, it looks like, I-35, correct myself there, I-35, you definitely want to be aware of that. Now, that's going to go down into northern Oklahoma, and it's going to continue east and west, basically, of the interstate over towards Bartlesville in the east and Tulsa, and then over towards Alva in the west, Buffalo and Laverne. So you want to be just aware of that if you're trucking or traveling through that area. So do be careful. Then in western Wyoming, we do have some weather to tell you about there. It looks like you could get additional snow accumulations in western Wyoming, basically, through Monday evening through Tuesday. That is through Tuesday. That is today. It's a special weather statement from the National Weather Service. Additional snow accumulations 3 to 6 inches possible through midday Tuesday. Locally, higher amounts up to 8 inches possible above 9,500 feet, especially for the Teton Range. And it's a very beautiful mountain range if you've ever had the opportunity to travel through Wyoming. They're really something to see. You've also got Cody, Wyoming, which is just on the cusp of this special weather warning, basically. So do be aware of that. We have a wind advisory this morning, and this is mostly in northern Arizona. So this is going to definitely include Flagstaff. It's going to be north of Phoenix, of course. But that's not really encompassing Phoenix, but it's north of that. And then it looks like over the border into, say, Gallup, New Mexico, you've also got, I believe, the idea of some gusty winds there because they're issuing a red flag warning. That's also going to be in the Santa Fe area. Also in Tucumcari, if you're traveling through there, you've also got red flag warnings going on there, and that's along I-40. This will cross over the border, into northern Texas, into the We've also got a dense fog this morning, a dense fog advisory. This is going to be up in North Dakota if you're coming across the border from Montana and you're traveling across I-94. You definitely have a dense fog advisory that's going to extend as far eastward as Bismarck and then north up to the border with Canada and then down to the border with South Dakota. So be aware of that. In terms of rain that we're seeing right now, we've got all kinds of rain around Seattle and Portland, Oregon. It looks like you've got some snow, perhaps even in the higher elevations there. But we do see a lot of rain on the radar stretching from Seattle, even north of Seattle, up from Canada, down towards Portland, and then not quite as far as Eugene, but just be careful if you're on Interstate 5 there. Then coming across I-90, coming out of Spokane, going through Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, of course, which is going to be 4th of July pass. We've got all kinds of rain, heavy and moderate, on the radar. And it can even be snow mixed in with rain as well. So you definitely could have some snow there on 4th of July this morning as you make your way down I-90 on your way, say, for example, to Missoula, Montana. Also, north of Salt Lake City, well, actually Salt Lake City itself, north of Salt Lake, you've got all kinds of rain happening there. This is going to go across the border into Wyoming, into Evanston. You've got all kinds of rain and snow. The rain is going to also head on up towards the border with Idaho and go over the border there over towards Preston, Soda Springs, and so forth. So be careful out there. You definitely have a lot to deal with if you're going to be in those areas, because this is literally across states. For example, in the Salt Lake City issue I was just telling you about, if you're coming out of Salt Lake City west on I-80, heading into Nevada up through Elko and so forth, you've got all kinds of rain and even possible snow in those higher elevations nearby. So be careful out there. That's what we want you to do. And rounding it all out, Fresno, you got lots of rain right there heading up towards Oakhurst, and it looks like, I think, yes, that's right, if you're in Yosemite Village, one of my favorite places to be on planet Earth, in Yosemite Valley, looks like you got rain and snow on the radar this morning. So the Bears are going to have to, find a way out of this snow, I think. Folks, stay right there. We're coming right back, right after your top of the hour news. Much more. Don't go.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.